Golf, WRX, your internet golf headquarters, is proud to present an interview with David Ebeles, Cobra Golf's Vice President of Sales and Marketing.
Okay, it's my pleasure today to welcome back David Ebeles from Cobra Golf. David, it's a real pleasure to have you back. I know you were one of our most popular interviews last year, so thanks a lot for coming back and talking with us again.
Kieran, thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be on Golf WRX. We love to speak to you, and importantly, to speak to your members of your site and listeners of this telecast.
Well, that's just great. I know you guys have a lot of great products coming up, and we want to hear all about them. But before we get to anything else, we've been hearing a lot of rumors about the satin blades and the Pro-Am Bees coming out to market. Is there any truth to that, or will we end up seeing them?
Well, you know, if I recall back in April, you guys asked the same question, didn't you?
Right.
Yeah, and there certainly has been quite a bit of buzz about some of the products that are in play on the PGA Tour, notably a product that we call Pro-Am Bee that's in the bags of Ian Poulter, in the bags of Jeff Ogilvie, and a Pro-CB product, which is now in the bags of the likes of Vijay Goss and some of our other players as well. Here's the good news, and I'm glad we get to have this conversation first. The short answer is yes. There will be a line of Pro-Am Bee and Pro-CB Pro products as part of our Pro line, and you've seen that in our Pro-S and Pro-D driver. You've seen that in our Pro Baffler. Now you'll see it in a Better Player Forged Pro-Am Bee and Pro-CB product launched early next year. So the good news is the products that have been tested on tour have met not only the performance specifications that we would expect of them, but we feel very confident that this product will be in the market in the spring and should do a good job with the Better Player interested in getting into the Cobra brand.
That's fantastic. I know everybody's going to be real happy to hear that because a lot of people want to play those clubs. So.
Yeah, they are. They're outstanding. They're arguably some of the best-looking players' products that you'll ever put your eyes on. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. We'll go live on our site sometime, probably early spring, and have them in market shortly thereafter. So good news to everybody listening. The Pro products will be in play in spring of 2008.
Perfect. Now, I know this last year has been a pretty big year for you guys. How would you rate the last year for Cobra Golf?
Kieran, we had a strong year, a really solid year across all fronts, and that's a good question, and it, as you would imagine, it stretches across all functionalities of our business, not just in how the brand continues to evolve since we relaunched it back in 2001 to how we performed on the PGA Tour, another solid year with our tour team, but importantly, how our product continues to develop. And we launched some very, very important products to not only the Cobra brand, but the interest of our long-term strength within the marketplace. Products like S9, which is a very innovative iron with unique technology to Cobra Golf. Products like our FP iron, our new Baffler products, and certainly our Speed LD Pro and Pro drivers and fairway metals. It's been a very good year. We came to market with great products. We did a good job branding them. I think hopefully golfers have recognized the performance benefits inherent in these new products. Ultimately, that's what we're all about, bringing better products to market so that golfers can see performance enhancement. So, you know, when you ask a question like that, I could probably go on for hours, but I think in summary, we've had a very, very strong year. We continue to get stronger. We continue to become a bigger piece of the overall marketplace, and we're proud of that. We're humbled by that. We appreciate everybody who has expressed interest in our brand and, importantly, in playing our products. And so I guess the net effect of your question is we've had a real solid year, and we're even that much more excited about heading into 2008 with some new products on the forefront.
Fantastic. Now, I know Cobra has made some huge strides on tour, and your tour staff had another solid year. Jeff Ogilvie played great. Camilo Villegas just notched another win. And I was wondering if you guys had any plans to expand your tour staff in the upcoming offseason.
Yeah, good questions. And, hey, boy, you guys are on top of it. Camilo got his first win as a professional, as you may be aware, in Japan 2 weeks ago. So Camilo has had a heck of a fall. He played great during the FedEx Cup, as you saw him ascend through the rankings and make it and play in all four events. He was dynamite. Jeff, another very solid year. Ogilvie, that is. And he's got a new baby, so you can imagine not only having the fortitude to have a new baby in the house, but continue to play well. It's tremendous to have him on staff. Ian Poulter, worldwide, Here's a guy that may not get as much press as others, but boy, can he play. Plays well in every major, plays well on hard golf courses, and plays well at all locales, whether it's here in the U.S. on the U.S. PGA Tour or over in Europe. He does a terrific job of balancing his schedule. And so we've had our core guys, our three guys there amongst the support system of Kevin Na and JB continue to perform. We've had a good year. To your question about who are we looking at or are we looking to expand our tour presence in the future, we continue to look to the tour, as we talked about back in April, to find those players that we feel are good representatives of our brand and importantly can play. And the five guys that we currently have on the men's tour amongst a couple of European tour players and even a ladies tour player do that for us. And we use them in our promotion. We use them to help design, develop, and market our products. And they're terrific. So we continue to keep our eyes out and ears to the ground on the PGA Tour. That's really where we spend most of our time and energy in finding the right players. As many of you are aware, you're aware, Kieran, some of your listeners are probably aware and your site members are aware. Jason Gore has been in our product now for the better part of the year. He made an equipment change early in the year, and if you look at his statistics in switching to Cobra products, he has played absolutely phenomenal and continues to get better. Strong finish again this past weekend. So, you know, we're working on Jason to see whether or not we can come to terms. We like Jason a lot, and I know he's got some good admiration for our products and our brand, so more to come on that as well. But we continue to work with good players out there that we feel can perform at the game's highest level, that is the PGA Tour, and then importantly do a good job representing who we are. So, yeah, more to come on the PGA Tour.
They've definitely done a good job representing you guys so far. But more on the technology front now. The USGA just announced that there's a new club adjustability ruling that goes into effect January 1st. Do you guys see any effect that would have on Cobra Golf?
Well, I think the question's a good one, Kieran, and the question's probably bigger than just the Cobra question. We think the adjustability ruling will affect the industry and obviously golfers that play this terrific game, even above and beyond simple a brand explanation for Cobra. And for those of you who are aware, the adjustability ruling essentially will allow interchangeable parts, could be a head and a shaft, could be adjustable specifications for launch conditions within a product, not to be adjusted during the course of play, but before or afterwards. And so, yeah, we think it will have an effect on the game. Quite honestly, we view this as a pretty good benefit, not only for the Cobra brand, but for golfers, because it'll provide us the opportunity to put together the right specifications for an even more effective fit, or I should say an even better fit, and provide consumers, golfers, the opportunity to get fit into the right product so that they can see continued performance gain within their own skill set and how they play the game. So, yeah, we think it's certainly going to change the industry a little bit here over time, and we think it provides golfers a greater opportunity to be fit and to be right at the bat with some nice technology that will help us do that.
Fantastic. I know a lot of people can see a lot of different combinations coming out with your Speed Series, and especially those interchangeable fitting systems. So I think that would be a real interesting thing to see what the future holds for you guys.
Yeah, Kieran, just on that point, I got to get a quick plug in here. But, sure. You know, we've been doing speed fitting now for the better part of a year, almost a year and a half. And our process called Fit to Speed is very unique because it essentially assigns specific launch conditions to particular ball speeds. And as you're all aware, you're aware, I'm aware, as golfers are aware, ball speeds vary by player type. So you need to get fit by ball speed into the appropriate product so that you can optimize performance. And we've had good 18 months worth of history on this and years worth of testing on this. So our Fit to Speed technical platforming, fitting platform will work right into this new adjustability ruling by the USGA. So we think we're well on our way to even stronger things to come from Cobra.
Definitely. Now, kind of along those same lines, a lot of OEMs seem to be embracing the USGA's new groove rule, even though they haven't quite passed anything on it officially yet. Will those new specifications have any effect on the grooves of your new clubs?
The short answer is yes. If this is a proposal at this time, just so everybody's clear, it's not a rule and it's not a steadfast rule at this point in time, but the proposal certainly is in play, and I'm sure the USGA will rule on this in the near future. But whatever the USGA chooses to do with feedback from manufacturers that they ask for and where they land, I'm sure will be in the best interest of the game, best interest of those playing the game, and our group specifications will be completely in line with where the USGA lands.
Fantastic. Now, with all these advancements that everybody's just seeming to make, how much room is there for realistic improvements of golf club performance in the future? Could we ever reach a point of diminishing returns?
Very good question. There's always room for improvement, Kieran. I've said that in the past, and we'll continue to say it in the future. We've got a host of engineers in our R&D team that have one sole purpose within our organization, and that's to find better ways to make equipment perform even better. So whether it's through new rulings that provide adjustability, whether it's the relocation or change in mass properties to products, whether it's new material integration into products that will allow us to continue to enhance performance, we believe that we will continue to launch innovative products that will provide greater performance benefits than where we've been in the past. Now, are we closer toward meeting USGA regulations in design regulations in several variables within products? Absolutely. I think our L4V driver, which I'm sure is a pretty good segue into your next question, our L4V driver is a good example of that, where we've taken some of the USGA legal limits in design and designed right to those specifications so that we can optimize performance. So we think there's always room for technical improvement in products, whether it's in the product itself or the fitting process that supports the product, which will optimize performance. So we think we've got a long way to go before everybody's been outfitted or fitted into the best equipment for their particular game.
Perfect. Now, I know you mentioned it, and you guys launched it just a little while ago on your site. Can you tell us a little bit about the new L4V drivers? It looks like multi-material technology has once again become an important factor for you guys.
Yeah, no question about it. Let me start with L4V. L4V, the acronym or the branding, speaks to limit four variables. This is the first driver to the market that addresses limitations in head size. It's 460 cc's in volume. COR, it's 0.83 on the face, and as you know, our technology spreads that hot zone across the entire face, so we've gotten right to the limit in COR. Limit dimensions, which is essentially a 5x5 platform, roughly. It's actually 5x4.995, something like that, but it's the biggest footprint driver that we can design. And the finer variable is we have designed this product to 5,900 moment of inertia. Actually, we designed a 5,700 with a 200 grams per centimeter tolerance so that we stay within the limits because we place great value in conformance, obviously. So this is the first driver. Those are the four variables that are driving limit four variables. It's important to note that none of these variables are mutually exclusive, meaning in order to design the optimum performing product, you have to make sure that these variables work in concert with each other. So it's pretty easy to say, hey, let's just get to one of the variables and make claims against that. It's much more difficult technically to get to four variables, have those variables work together so that you can optimize the performance of that particular driver against a particular player that gets into it. So L4V is a terrific new product. We've loaded it with the Mitsubishi Diamana Red Board shaft that has been designed for this head because it's a high MOI head, so the balance point has actually been shifted a little bit more toward the grip because the head weight is slightly heavier. It's 5 to 6 grams heavier so that we can maintain the appropriate swing weight kind of in the D2 to D4 range contingent upon customization option. But L4V is the most technical driver we have ever made, and it does incorporate, to your question, multi-material. There's a composite top, a composite sole ring in this product. There's a very heavy tungsten weight internally in the back of this product that gets that center of gravity very low and very far back. And then you combine that with this Diamana shaft technology. It's all you could ask for. We typically don't make strong claims. This is a claim that we'll make. This is the best performing driver that we have ever made.
Excellent. I know a lot of people are going to be excited to hear it. But now that we've seen the pictures, a lot of people are really impressed to see that you were able to reach the limit of 5,900 MOI while retaining a pretty traditional shape. How are you guys able to do that, since so many companies are resorting to squares and triangles and other things to get the highest MOI they can?
Yeah, I think we made a comment when we launched our current Speed LD drivers that we wanted to maintain kind of a conventional approach in aesthetics or setup to a driver. We wanted it to look fairly traditional, if you can call 460 cc's and 5x5 traditional, but much more of a conventional pear shape versus different types of geometries that have come to the market. Fact of the matter is, it is it's much easier for a designer to get to 5900 by going to a unique shape or a different geometry. But what happens when you go to those geometries, you compromise other areas of performance within the golf club, one of which is face area. And as you know, we're a big proponent of face area for certain players that need help that don't necessarily hit at center impact each time. You know, not all of us play on the tour, do we, Karen? So, you know, in order for us to get to 5900 and maintain that conventional, more traditional looking approach, we needed to turn to multi-material. And that's what you'll see in L4V. So we are able to manipulate, or I should say move, the mass properties of this golf club by eliminating weight in the crown, eliminating weight in the sole, repositioning weight lower and further back in a traditional pear-shaped look, and get to 5900. So we've been real fortunate that we've got a group of talented engineers that have the ability to get to certain limits and drive certain performance variables without compromising what we need to look like. And we're real proud of that, because we think when you set our products down and you look at them aesthetically from top down, they look absolutely dynamite. And that's very, very important for golfers. So fortunately, we were able to get there. The technology, as I said, inherent in this product really allowed us to do that, and it's driven by multi-material.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to jump around a little bit and get into speed tuning.
Yeah.
For the L4V, how will the models change from M to F to X speed across the board?
Yeah, good question. You know, the nice thing about the speed tuning platform as it continues to work across our entire line of metals is that each product that we launch and develop and design with the intent of ensuring that we meet the M, F, and M requirements. M is the moderate ball speed player, F is the faster ball speed player, and X is the extreme ball speed player. So when you take a look at L4V, the M products, which are geared toward moderate ball speed players, they launch a little bit higher, they spin a little bit more, and they've got a little bit more face angle in them so that there's a little bit more right-to-left bias in them, or if you're a right-handed player, or what you can call draw bias. The F population, or faster population, which is the large majority of the golf population, fits into ball speeds from 125 to 155. That's a pretty good range. That's where most golfers reside. It's our most popular selling speed model. The F product has a little bit less face angle in it. It is a high launch driver. It's a moderate spin driver. It's not a high spin driver, and it's not a low spin driver, because players with 125 to 155 miles an hour ball speed, if you put them in launch conditions with too much spin or not enough spin, guess what happens? You don't optimize distance. So the fast ball speed product, the L4VF, as we call it, F speed tuned product, is geared toward the faster ball speed player. And then the X product, as you would expect, has very little, if any, face angle. In fact, it's actually dead square to a half a degree open. So it's for better players who typically have much higher ball speed players, but much higher ball speed in the range of 155 miles an hour ball speed plus. The X driver is designed with high launch and low spin characteristics for that player. So that's the beauty of speed tuning, is a golfer can walk into a golf shop somewhere, find out what your ball speed is, and then work right into the right drivers. There's one of three of them. By ball speed into Cobra. And that will really be a great starting point for you to be fit appropriately into the right product so that you can optimize performance and knock it by your playing partners on Saturday morning.
Definitely. I know a lot of people are anxious to try that out. Now, how does the L4V improve over the previous Speed LD and Pro Series? Will we still see the Speed Pro Series in the lineup?
Yeah, sure. Sure you will. Well, you have to keep in mind, let's work through the driver line real quickly. The L4V is a multi-material product. The LD is an all-titanium construction product. And then the Pro-D and Pro-S products are really extreme ball speed, better player products, much more conventional in shape. They're not limit dimensions. Those are the ones that are on tour for better players that like to have a little workability within their driver. So there's three very distinctly different technologies amongst the three. And the performance platforms for H3 vary. L4V is 5900, as we talked about. LD is a high inertia product. and our pro products are a little bit, we call them moderate inertia products, because better players tend to like to have a little bit more workability within their products. So each product has been designed with a specific player type in mind. The pro products are designed for better players. The M and F products, whether it's LD or L4V, are moderate and fast ball speed players. And then the primary difference between LD and L4V is multi-material and moment of inertia.
Perfect. Now, how have the tour staff been taken to the L4V series?
Well, we're just starting to work with the guys. And to be candid with you, we're getting a couple of L4V X's prototypes out on tour to see whether or not some of our tour players would have some interest in it. My guess says our guys have been very, very happy with our Pro S and Pro D models, which are our current products in our line and will remain current products throughout the course of next year. They're hitting it so well, Karen, quite honestly, they're probably going to stay with that product. Sure. And as I said, better players, specifically tour players, like to have a little workability in it. So L4V may or may not show up on tour, but it's certainly going to provide huge performance benefits to players that might not necessarily play at that level. And I know there's a lot of us there.
Right, definitely. Now, I know sound is a huge issue with composite drivers of the past. What can we expect from the L4V?
Well, I'd encourage everybody that's listening or going to read the outtakes of these comments to just go hit it. And I'm very, very confident that when you hear the sound that we have built into L4V, that you'll enjoy it. We do quite a bit of FEA analysis here, which is finite element analysis, as well as sound testing. So everything that we bring to market, really starting with L4V, should have absolutely terrific sound to it. It's got a very strong sound, and as you know, there's somewhat of a direct correlation between sound and distance or perceived distance. But the bottom line is, go hit it, and I think everybody will be real happy with the sound.
Right. I know everybody will, so let me get to worry about that one.
Right, thanks.
Now, the D-Mono Red Board, is this the full-fledged deal? And also, I was wondering if you could mention a little bit more about dynamic shaft balancing and how it affects the head and shaft performance.
Yeah, the Red Board has been, we actually worked in concert with Mitsubishi to use their Red Board technology and the process technology and manufacturing technology inherent in the Diamana franchise, specifically Red Board. It's a terrific shaft, as you and your members are probably aware of. One thing you have to keep note of, which kind of segues into how this shaft has been modified for our driver, is because we have a very high MOI driver that has a higher head weight, if we use the same aftermarket Diamana Red Board shafts, the swing weights would go up. And we wanted to ensure that the swing weight was right in line with where we typically like our drivers to be, which is anywhere between D2 and D4. So what we did with Mitsubishi in concert with their engineering crew was to simply shift the balance point by model, again, M, F, and M, a little bit closer to the grip, so that we can stay within the appropriate swing weight requirements and get great feel in the product. So the short answer is yes. It's Mitsubishi Red Board Diamana technology. The only difference really is a modified balance point, which is proprietary and working for us because of our head design. And so the net effect of that is we've got a great performing shaft in Diamana Red Board that's been speed-tuned and balanced for a particular head weight in drivers that we designed to, so that we can optimize inertia.
Excellent. Now, will we see an updated version of the fairways based on the L4V soon?
No plans at this point in time to launch L4V fairways. So our fairway line, which is very, very solid, one of the best performing fairway lines in not only the U.S. market but the global markets, consists of our Speed LD fairways and our Speed Pro fairways. We've had a lot of success there. Multi-material integration in fairways does not provide you as much of the benefit for mass properties and weight distribution as it does in driver, as you would expect, because the head's smaller. So we're staying true with our line with Speed LD fairways, which are also speed-tuned, as well as the Speed Pro fairways.
Okay. Now, I know a couple of people had questions about the X-Speed XGB fairway that Jeff Ogilvy is playing. Can you tell us a little bit about that product and how it differs from the retail one?
Yeah, pretty simple. The XGB was a prototype or working model of the current Speed Pro fairways that we have in the marketplace that are commercial products. Jeff, just like the head shape is just slightly different. I can't even explain it verbatim or in words via our call this morning, but if you take a Speed Pro fairway metal off the rack at your participating golf retailer, it's almost identical to that of the XGB that Jeff has in his bag. Jeff just got so comfortable with that product that, you know, he didn't feel he wanted to change it. That's fine. We want him to play what's perfect for him. But as I said, the Speed Pro model is almost identical to that product. The only difference is a subtle head shape change, which Jeff was a little bit more comfortable with.
Perfect. Now, I know you already told us a lot about the upcoming Pro Series irons that are coming out. I know I read somewhere that there were a new line called the UFI irons, the Ultimate Forgiveness irons. I was wondering if you'd talk a little bit about that and what we can expect to see from that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you bring that one up because this is a pretty exciting time for Cobra. We just talked quite a bit about multi-material integration into drivers. Now we're going to talk about multi-material integration into irons, which quite has been a little bit lagging behind driver technology. We've been working for the past couple of years on a product that we have deemed Ultimate Forgiveness, which is where the UFI branding comes Ultimate Forgiveness iron. And we've essentially, this in November, we market with a product that we can clearly state OI and lowest CG combined properties that we have ever designed here at Cobra. On top of that, what's driving the unique point of difference in this product is we've inserted what we call a metal matrix face technology. And this metal matrix is an alloy composed of an awful lot of different elements, one of them being scandium, which is a very, very difficult element to find. And the beauty of this insert is that it's, quote me on this one, it's 65% lighter than steel, it's 35% lighter than titanium, yet maintains the feel qualities of a forged product. So when you think about that for a second, we've got a very, very light face insert that feels terrific that we put into the face of this new UFI iron, which happens to be a very wide sole iron, which allows us to really reposition mass throughout the club head, which drives higher MOI, which allows us to optimize CG location. It is dynamite. Then we've gone and worked with Graphite Design and designed a YS5.5 shaft for this product in graphite and a very lightweight Nippon shaft so that when you hit this product, Nippon for steel, when you hit this product, we hope that you'll not only feel the difference in the product, but certainly see the performance advantages of the forgiveness that we have built into this product. It's the most premium product we've ever had in our line. We talked a little bit about multi-material. It's not just the face insert. There's a urethane elastomer top line, much like you saw in our S9 iron. That's actually a little bit further penetrating than the current S9 product. We've got two very heavy tungsten, high-density tungsten sole weights in this product, which helps drive the CG. In fact, there are 9 individual head parts in UFI that come together to ensure that we can make claims about forgiveness. And this is one of those products that if you're going to speak about it in the terms that we do, we'd encourage everybody to go hit it because it is sensational. This one is really, really good.
Fantastic. I know a lot of people are going to be excited to try that out. And that face insert sounds really, really interesting because you can combine that forged feel that everybody wants and something that's really, really forgiving. I think that's going to be something a lot of players are going to end up gravitating towards.
Yeah, absolutely right, Kieran. I mean, that's really, really something special. So, again, not to sound like a broken record here, but it's soft and it's forgiving. Those are two combinations, two variables that have been difficult for manufacturers to able essentially design to, and UFI accomplishes that.
Right. Now, with the new players' clubs coming out, will the Carbon CB still be in the lineup?
Carbon CB will be in the line with us through the balance of the year. Okay. And contingent upon how we continue to perform with that and the continued excitement around these new pro products, these new pro irons that we talked about on the outset, there's a high likelihood that we'll transition out of Carbon CB into these new pro products.
Okay, interesting. Now, I know on the tour blog, which everybody checks almost daily on our site,
cool.
A lot of people saw the new products of the new Baffler Pro on it.
Yeah.
What changes have been made to the Baffler Pro now, and what differences in performance can users end up seeing?
Yeah, good question. Let me put this in context. We're actually launching two new bafflers this fall in November. One is a Baffler DWS replacement, which is an evolutionary product to the number one selling utility metal in the market. That's the product that really fits most players, even inclusive of some tour players, the Baffler DWS that's currently in our line that will transition into this new product this November, reaches our broadest target audience. And as you're aware, you've seen some of our claims in our advertising. Baffler DWS has been the top-selling utility metal in the marketplace now for the better part of 2.5 years as the utility market has continued to expand. So we're very proud of that. So you'll see a new one there. The new DWS has an enhanced dual weighting system in it, as well as some subtle dynamics, some subtle changes to the profile of the club, but It's an enhancement to the current Baffler DWS that's in the market. To your question about the new Baffler Pro, that's a complete redesign from where we are with today's Pro. And what we've done with this product is essentially shorten the blade length, or I should say the metal's length from toe to heel. We've also shallowed out the profile a little bit. We've painted the top line, so that's a little bit more aesthetically pleasing for better players than where we currently are. Believe it or not, we actually modified the tour offset design in this thing. It's got, I don't even like to use the term offset, it's really a tour setup, but there's a little bit of offset in this, where in our current Baffler Pro, the leading edge actually gets ahead of the shaft a little bit. In this one, it's right in line with the shaft. Mm-hmm. So the better player will feel that he or she has a little bit more workability within this product as well. This is one of those products that we went to our tour players and said, hey, gang, we'd like you to help design this product so that you'll put it in your bag. And with great feedback from many of our tour players, that is what's been spawned from that. This new Baffler Pro, which will be available in November, is completely different than the current Pro that we're selling. And we think that you'll see this product in the bags of not only our tour players, but probably some others throughout the course of 2008.
Definitely. I got to say, I saw the pictures, and it just looks beautiful.
It's good looking?
It may not be a better looking product on the market. So.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we've got some talent back here in Carlsbad Design and Utility Metals amongst the balance of our line, obviously, but we've done a great job there and appreciate everybody who's had the opportunity to play our products. We really thank you for not only trying them, but ultimately putting them in your bag because they flat out work.
Yeah, definitely. Will the Baffler Pro, say, have the same sort of lie angle adjustability as the previous version?
Yeah, it will. And, you know, that's obviously a performance benefit that's somewhat necessary for better players as they need to manipulate lie angle or potentially even a little bit of loft. But, the hosel is slightly longer than that of the DWS. So there are custom capabilities out of our manufacturing facility here in Carlsbad that will allow you to do that.
Perfect. Now, will we see Cobra produce wedges again?
Karen, we're working on it. You know, you can, as you can see through our conversation, we've got so much going on here between drivers, fairways, utilities, and irons. Wedges is on the frontier. So the short answer to the question is yes, we will get into the wedge market as the brand continues to evolve and grow. We hope that will be in the very near future. And perhaps the next time we talk, we'll have something to share with you in detail.
Perfect. I know everybody will be excited to see that. Now, getting to the long drive team, I know a lot of people were real happy to see Jason Zubak win his fifth long drive title in December of last year. Can you tell us what he was using?
Yeah, what a performance, huh? He continues to not only work on his own his physical abilities, but continue to fine-tune his equipment so that he can optimize distance. You know what? I got to get back to you on that. I believe Jason was in a Pro D driver when he won. He shifts out of products in and out as he continues to kind of work on his game a little bit. But I believe he was in a Pro D head, 7.5 loft, if I recall correctly. Could be lower, so don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it was a Pro D head. And that would make pretty good sense when you think about it, because the Pro D head has been designed for the highest ball speeds of players, hasn't it? So this is a high-launching, low-spinning product, which would be a perfect fit for Jason. So I'm pretty sure it was the Pro D head, but I'll follow up with you guys if you really want the specs. I'd be happy to get that for you.
Perfect. That'd be great. Now, do you think the L4V will see action with the long drive team?
Yeah, potentially. You know, potentially. In fact, we'll have the guys out here working into some new products over the next couple of months. There's no question that this product across an entire face area, golf's largest face area, flat out performs and drives higher ball speed. So my guess is if you see the guys move into the L4V driver, as you would expect, it'll be the X-Speed product. That could happen, and it'd be nice to see it happen because I think this driver would work well for them.
Fantastic. Now, with all these great products that you've introduced, I know it's really, really exciting to hear about all this stuff, but do you have any fears that the new products might be starting to be introduced quicker than consumers can keep up with them?
Well, you know, that's, again, another industry question, but I'll answer it from Cobra's perspective for sure, Kieran. You know, what we try to do here in Carlsbad is ensure that when we launch a product that we can come to either a current Cobra user or consumer golfer or someone who might have some interest in trying or potentially getting into the Cobra brand, show them performance benefits versus a previous generation product. And we live kind of by a credo in here in Carlsbad that we're not going to launch a product that doesn't outperform its predecessor. And we're very, very proud of that. Now, evolution in technology in our business is moving pretty quickly. And fortunately, we've got a team that is really on the forefront of advanced technology. So when we're ready to launch a product, really is contingent upon how well that product works relative to what we currently have in the market. So we're not really living by a timeline. We're living by the development process and inherent performance benefits that are byproducts of new product technology or advanced technologies that we work on. Hey, there's a lot of good products in the marketplace. There's no question that life cycles of products, which I think is the core of your question, have gotten shorter, much like other industries. Perhaps skiing is a great analogy, where skis are replaced almost on an annual basis right now. Mm-hmm. Some of our products are annual in life cycle. Others of our products are anywhere between 18 and 24 months. But the one commitment that we make is that, and as we continue to run a very clean and hopefully an effective business for golfers here, is that when we do launch a new product, we'll be able to make claims that these products outperform its previous generation products. And really, that's the compass that we follow. That's the roadmap that we follow. We don't really follow the clock on this one.
Right. I think in the end, that's all the consumers really care about, is that if there's enough of a performance difference, consumers are going to migrate to your new product. And I think that's definitely been holding true in the past for you guys, and I imagine it will for this round of products that I know everybody's going to be excited to try.
I hope so, Karen. You know, and as we talked about back in April, you know, one of the most important things we do and focus on here, and it's a pretty costly initiative, as you would expect, is to drive consumers to demo events or demo days or fitting events or fitting days so that we give those who are interested in playing Cobra products, those players, the opportunity to try these new products and experience the performance benefits of these products. When you make claims, you got to bring these to the street and provide golfers the opportunity to experience it. And perhaps one of the greatest strategic initiatives that we have inside the building here in Carlsbad, it's posted on the wall when you walk in, is to provide golfers the opportunity to try our product. So I strongly suggest wherever you buy or shop or experience new products, try the Cobra product, because you'll be able to see some pretty neat performance advantages versus what you're currently playing. And really, that's what we're about.
Perfect. Well, David, thank you so much for your time again. You've done a fabulous job again answering all our questions. I know everybody's going to be real excited to hear about the new Cobra products once this interview comes to air. So,
hey, Karen, thanks very much for keeping in touch with us. And to all the Golf WRX members and those who visit the site, I'm included in that. We love to do this because we like to share the latest technology with you. And hopefully you'll have an opportunity in the near term to experience it and see it all from Cobra.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay, Karen. Take care. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Golf WRX, your internet golf headquarters, is proud to present an interview with David Ebelis, Cobra Golf's Vice President of Sales and Marketing.